one American at a time.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to Hour 2. In saying that, I was talking about Keith Ellison. And as I said at the last segment, Keith was going to the Daily Beast saying that the American people may not know quite how extreme this guy Bradley Dean is. That's interesting. And then we had Brigitte Gabrielle for Act for America expose Keith for who he really is. And the last thing I said right before the break was Keith might want to do his homework on those who he attacks and maybe even give them a call before he tells the press things that he knows nothing of. Because it's best for Keith to stick with people that don't know the difference as to who he is like he has been. Because they're the only ones foolish enough to ignore the writings on the wall. And then I said, let me tell you how extreme I am with the help of Martin Luther King Jr. Martin said, I must admit that I was initially disappointed being so categorized as an extremist. But as I continued to think about the matter, I gradually gained a bit of satisfaction from being considered an extremist. Was not Abraham Lincoln an extremist? This nation cannot survive half free and half slave. Was not Thomas Jefferson an extremist? We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. So the question is not whether we will be extremists, but what kind of extremists will be. Will we be extremists for the preservation of injustice, or will we be extremists for the extension of justice? So let's put it into perspective. And America, you decide. The American way or a different way?
That's right. And it's not about change either. It's about restoration to that which is good. Every man who's going to be effective is going to be an extremist. And again, as the eloquent poet Martin Luther King Jr. said, which side will we be on? That's the only choice. There is nothing wrong with being extreme. Extreme for love? Nobody would say, oh, you love too much. You got to stop loving so much. No, love is, the more you give it, the better that it is. Just like health. Oh, you're extremely healthy. Well, yeah, that's a good thing, right? Well, if you're extremely unhealthy, it's
good
a
point.
Bad thing.
Good point.
So we're going to be extreme for one side or the other, folks. And Americans are looking for leaders that will be extreme for that, which is right, to restore. We're not talking about changing nothing again. We go back to history. If you're a nihilist, you don't care about history. It's just a matter of facts and dates that are irrelevant. You know, most people say the most boring subject in school is history. That's not the case here in this situation.
Well, if it was real history, it wouldn't be.
That's right. If we can historically get back to the fact that history offers us our answers, because it's 2020. It shows us what works, what doesn't work. It shows us where clean, clear foundations, where prosperity and peace can exist upon, are at. That's what we're talking about, being extreme for restoring that which is right and that which is good. And I think that Mr. Ellison and any other elected official, no matter what they are, if they're going to be extremists for the opposite, then we need to call them out, don't we? I think we do. And in America, we can't be as scared to call them out. When a judge makes a radical decision from the bench, usurping his God-given authority, because God does delegate authority to civil leaders, but when he goes over that authority, when he breaks his parameters of where that authority exists, when he goes over the parameters and over the authority that the people have given him, then guess what? What we're required to do is disobey that. This is nothing new. Any great extremist, MLK brings up a couple other extremists. I mean, how about John Bunyan? Would anybody say he was a terrible man? Look at the terrible things he did.
Well, they
he
say that about
extremist.
All of them. They say that about all of them. I mean, no matter who they are, those that have stood to bring about change. And by the way, a president said that. He said, if you want to know who your enemies are, try to bring about change.
Yeah, just change something.
Yeah, but I mean, there's good always brings forth, and it's just like darkness in and light. The light always exposes the darkness. Well, the darkness hates that
because
they don't want to be exposed for who they are.
When
you want to establish righteousness, just ask our forefathers, just ask the prophets, just ask the apostles. Yeah. When they established righteousness, it always hit the fan for a better way of saying it.
And this is a great way of saying that. You know, somebody says, and we just tweeted on this, and folks, if you want to follow the Twitter lines, B. Dean, my war, is Bradley's Twitter, and Constitution JM is my Twitter. What I talked about here recently is cleaning a room is really easy. When you clean your room, it looks good, everybody benefits, everybody likes it. There's no resistance to somebody. Somebody's not going to say, stop cleaning your room. I'm getting to a point here. There's only work involved. There's no enemies that are threatened. But when your clean habits, this is why we train our kids to be clean, to be effective, to be efficient. When your clean habits threaten unclean habits of others, then resistance is developed. We will always have resistance if we're doing the right thing and becoming effective in it. If Bradley's prayer was said at his, and I'm going back to the prayer just to reference it, because it's such a great analogy. If Bradley's prayer was said at his kitchen table with his family, there would have been no write-ups in the paper. Nobody would have been offended at it. But the fact that we go in, we would dare to establish again those Judeo-Christian principles that our government is established on. It's the only way it'll stand. If we dare to say that in a Capitol building, now all of a sudden there's resistance.
Yeah, it's all over the Capitol building.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that tells us that there is people that are enemies to our foundations in those buildings. Otherwise, they wouldn't have resisted. So it's actually good when we go out and we bring forth these type of extreme situations. And I'm talking about restoration of that which is right. Because we're going to find out who the sheep are, the goats are, and who is really enemies for the wrong reasons. Who's the wrong type of extremist in our country?
Jesus said that repentant men in Isaiah 61 will bring this fruit forth. He said, and they shall build the old wastes.
That's right.
They shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations.
Yeah.
Not make them worse, but fix them and bring them back to the old paths.
You know, Nehemiah did the same thing when he came to build the walls. And folks, this is Hebrew history right here. The city of Jerusalem was a light set on a hill. Israel still is this day. They represent Western civilization, Western culture, where we know that liberty God gives to mankind. You don't find that in Eastern societies. Liberty comes from the state there, folks. So that's why it's so important that we understand where our worldview sets in Western civilization. But here you have, in the situation where Nehemiah is restoring Jerusalem so it can be a city set on the hill again. People looked at him and laughed and said, you can never do that. This place is destroyed. Babylon came and mowed it down, and everybody's plundering her for what it's worth. That's what they're doing. Like when the riots happen in certain cities. They come in and they just take everything by force. Well, Nehemiah starts setting up the walls, and they start to see it's effective, and people started catching on. Guess what the first thing they did? They wrote to their elected representatives.
They shut
them
down.
Look at this guy, man. He's going to start taking taxes from you. They always attacked that. He's going to start to promote rebellion against you in this city. This city is always known to be rebellious against kings. Hold on. Rebellious against what kind of kings? Tyrannical kings. Because it established righteousness in the land and in the nation. And still does. And America does the same thing. So you're going to hear the same type of arguments and the same type of grievances against those that are righteous that are establishing. And folks, for those of you that are establishing righteousness in your community, you've got to understand this. We have a gal who comes to church from time to time, and she kind of turns her head sometimes like, whoa, what was that? This is what happens when you're establishing that which is right. It always happens. Resistance happens first. If you persevere through that resistance, you will receive the promise every time it's promised to you by the God of heaven who set in law nature.
We're going to come right back with the Sons of Liberty after this. We're going to put your feet down on the foundation. We got 45 minutes left. It's good stuff.
We're going to do it.
You don't know where you came from. You don't know where you're going. Let's show you where you came from. Be right back.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-800-800-8255. 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake. Let's take this phone call real quick, and then let's kick down who we are as a people so we can put the people's feet back up on the foundations.
A rock.
Stephanie, Bradley, Jake, Sons of Liberty, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me. First of all, I'd like to say that I really appreciated and enjoyed that quote that you had on Martin Luther King. I thought that was very interesting. A man like him, whom we praise today, in his own time was considered to be a controversialist and an extremist, and look how we hail him today. But my point is this, and you mentioned it while you were talking, is all your extremity that you have has had as a person and as a ministry has been within the confines of the law. And I found it interesting that those folks like Keith Ellison, Barack Obama, usually those men who point the finger at someone else as being extreme or doing the wrong thing are guilty of it themselves.
That's exactly it. That's the radicals. That's exactly what they do. If you look behind the radical movements, and America is well aware of what's going on with this. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's from coast to coast. Talk show hosts are talking about it all the time. If you want to know who's doing the damage, it's the radicals that are pointing the finger, accusing others of the crimes that they themselves are committing. But that's a part of Saul Alinsky's little plan, too. But go ahead.
Yeah, so when you hear that on the radio, lots of times when you hear, you know, Barack Obama speak or other people speak, you have to turn the other way and say, listen, if they're saying black, usually that probably means white because something's going on that you're not seeing. And I just find that so interesting. There's a quote about heroes, now that they are safely dead, let us praise them. For history makes such convenient heroes because they cannot, since they're already dead, come back and reforge what we've made them out to be, basically, is what the quote said. So it's funny that those people in our life that we hail now, such as Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, they were all extreme, but for a righteous purpose, and that's all I've seen through this ministry. So I high-five you, and I thank you for what you're doing.
I got that quote for you, actually. It's on my favorite quotes. He said, now that he is safely dead, let us praise him, for dead men make for such convenient heroes. They cannot rise up to challenge the images we fashioned for them. Besides, it's easier to build a monument than it is a movement. Thank you for the call,
Stephanie.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Great quote.
Great quote and great point. Oftentimes when these folks lash out, it's because they're only protecting themselves and what they
trying
do
to.
Wrong. That's what they're attempting to do.
One of the analogies that when I was writing this piece the other day, I thought, you know, it's like the good cop analogy. You have what we have today in America, and it's just a matter of time before we see this come to fruition. Mm-hmm. But what we have today is we have a few radicals
yep.
that are speaking the loudest.
Yep.
Because it's a government-pushed agenda.
Sure.
And what's interesting about it, it's like a bunch of criminals trying to look at the good cop and say, look at he's doing, look at he's doing, look at he's doing. What is he doing?
Exactly.
He's enforcing the laws of the land. It's not look at he's doing, it's look at you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And America's beginning to figure out yep. who's doing the damage.
Yeah, keep them looking at something else, another
That's right.
source. Whoa, look over there, look over there, look over there, look
yep.
over there. So what is it that you're doing? And folks, all it takes is courage to stand up and confront that situation. And gosh, 1 ounce of truth dispels millions of pounds of darkness. And there's your truth on your side, you are the majority.
William Cullen Bryant rightly said, he said, truth crushed to the earth will rise again.
Yep. Every time.
Let's get to the point. President Woodrow Wilson said, listen carefully, a nation what does not remember what it was yesterday, I can't say this enough, folks, and does not know what it is today, nor what it is trying to do, he said, we are trying to do a futile thing if we do not know where we have come from or what we have been about. America has forgotten where we have come from, no question about it. Christians believe that they are to live a certain way in the church and a different way in public, a compartmentalized way of living. Untrue. Because this is contrary to the Bible. Folks, the question I have for you is, why did we separate from Great Britain? Most people say on the 4th of July, Independence Day, that we are separated because of taxation without representation, yet this was only one of 27 grievances given as was a lesser reason. It was 17 out of 27 reasons given.
Yeah.
Greater grievances, 11 times more, were abuses of representative powers. Abuse of military power, 7 times more often. Abuse of judicial powers, 4 times more often. Generally stirring up domestic insurrection, 2 times more often. Military power above civilian power. Watch this one, folks.
That's right.
Again, taxation without representation was 17 out of 27. As a matter of fact, it was given little emphasis in the Declaration of Independence. Yet it is the one known today, taxation without representation. What happened in the 20s, 30s, and 40s? Well, let me tell you. New historians began to rewrite history through the textbooks, and then money became the focus of the study rather than the liberty that you have
economics.
And what it takes to uphold it.
Mm-hmm. Economics. And the government has very little to do with economics, or should, constitutionally. There is certain parameters set for the government to oversee certain things. But economy ultimately is a derivative of your own lusts, your passions, what you want, what you can get, money. That's what it is. So then all of a sudden, now we start to use the government to get what we want. That was never its purpose. It was never intended to do that. It was meant to protect you as you abided by the laws, to
Amen.
Protect those that
That's what law
the
does, is preserve life.
And it does, and that'll
yes.
promote patriotism. You'll love it when it's working the correct way. But now it's
making economic
gains. And if you look at, too, democracy is a derivative of lust as well, because democracy says, I want so much that I get. It doesn't matter what you want. It doesn't matter what you get. It just means I want so much that I will get. So there's our downfall. And you're bringing it up in the 20s. That's what people's mindset were based upon.
That's when things changed.
That's right.
Samuel Adams, who is a son of liberty, and Charles Carroll, two signers of the Declaration of Independence, said that religious freedom was the reason that they joined the revolution.
Of course, yes.
Think about that.
God gives rights. Amen.
That's Thomas Jefferson wrote the Declaration of Independence, the one the world says was a deist and such a godless man. But yet, look at the freedom he wrote in that Declaration of Independence for us, America.
Yep.
Huh. Political instability going on in your world. Did you know that the French Revolution, over 10 years after American Revolution, earned their 15th Constitution?
Yep.
Doesn't work without God, does it, folks?
Doesn't.
Thomas Jefferson said the difference between European law and American law is the difference between heaven and hell.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great quote.
It is.
Brazil's 7th constitution since 1822. Poland's 6th constitution since 1921. It doesn't work without the Lord, folks. Afghanistan, the 5th constitution since 1923. Russia's 4th constitution since 1918. America has the longest standing constitution in the history of mankind. What are the sources from the founding era? 15,000 writings analyzed, 3,154 quotations and sources. The Bible is to be found the most quoted by our founders.
Yep.
Let me say it again. The Bible is to be found most quoted by our founding forefathers. 34% of documented quotes were from the Bible.
Yep.
Just go into your Capitol building, folks. What are the Constitution and the Bible? Where are our laws derived from? Separation of powers came from Jeremiah 17:9. Immigration laws, Leviticus 19:34. President must be natural born citizen came from Deuteronomy 17:15. Witness and capital punishment was derived from Deuteronomy 17:6. The three branches of government derived from Isaiah 33:22. Tax exemptions for church, Ezra 7:24, because churches are non-taxable. Republicanism, Exodus 18:21. Did you hear what I said, America? I said republicanism. Came from the Bible, Exodus 18:21. These were all written out for us, folks, from George Washington and Alexander Hamilton. John Adams said the general principles on which the fathers achieved independence were the general principles of Christianity. Now will I avow that I then believed and now believe that those general principles of Christianity, the general principles on which the fathers achieved independence, were are as eternal and immutable as the existence and attributes of God.
I'm going to bring up two of those points. Separation of powers, when you quoted that verse from Jeremiah. The reason why, in that verse of Jeremiah, it talks about the heart being desperately wicked. Who can know it? So what it was saying there is we need to separate powers because man is corruptible and wicked. Folks, listen to that. They weren't talking about the average man. They were talking about rulers and leaders. They are easily corruptible, especially when you give them power. Ever heard about the guy when he wins the lotto and he's dirt poor and he's on welfare and he wins the lotto? Does his life get better?
No.
He destroys his life because he gave him something he didn't deserve.
Good point. Did you also notice that when they win the lottery, their families begin to turn on him too?
Everything bad happens. Yeah. So when you give a man who's corrupted in heart already, because we believe that in Western civilization, through our worldview, that man is wicked. That's why we need strong laws.
Praise God for grace.
Exactly. Amen. And that's the church's job, which I'm going to get into next. But the separation of powers is because you take a wicked, corruptible man and then throw on him a whole bunch of power. Is he going to do good? No, that's why there's checks and balances and separations of powers in our Constitution. That's why it's worked for so long, because it's acted as a bulwark against those wicked people.
In 1854, the United States Congress said, had the people during the Revolution had a suspicion of any attempt to war against Christianity, folks, it's criminal in this country, that revolution would have been strangled in its cradle. At the time of the adoption of the Constitution and the amendments, the universal sentiment was that Christianity should be encouraged, but not any one denomination. There you have it, folks.
That's the real history.
In this age, there can be no substitute for Christianity. That was the religion of the founders of the Republic, and they expected it to remain the religion of their descendants. We're going to continue on this subject when we come back. Again, you got Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty. Be right back after this break.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, we rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We are asking you to partner with us financially. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we will send you a special Sons of Liberty message, The Two Pillars, on CD. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. Keep it up. You're really commendable.
Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this. Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at thyroidki.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. Two more segments, folks. Talking about putting your feet upon the rock. You know, here's the deal, folks.
Here's the deal, Bradley.
When you look at what's going on out there, I just want America, I want you to think about what I'm going to say to you next. But I got to say it before you can think about it.
And thinking could be dangerous.
Yes.
But we do want you to think.
That's the first what step. Outlet there in America, excuse me, I'm sorry. You can push the button. Excuse me. Wow. Indigestion.
Thinking.
And I didn't even have spaghetti or Cokes. Or pizza and Cokes there. I want you to think about this. How many outlets out there offer you the answer after they show you the problem? Maybe that's what the problem is. It's my job to expose the errors. That's what the law does. It detects. Mm-hmm. But I also got to give you the answer, the knowledge, so you're not destroyed. So as we continuously correct and expose the errors, let's bring correction to those errors too by putting our feet upon the knowledge that we're given to you so we can respond to the errors that are out there. And by showing you the two pillars constantly, which is, it's not redundant for me at all. It really isn't. It's like, okay, so here's another one over here. Here's another issue over here. Here's another, deceptive measure being thrown on the American people over here. How do we respond to that? Well, the only way that you can respond to that is you have to have the answers.
Yep.
And that's what we continuously do on this radio show, Jake, is yes, this is the problem. Yes, this is illegal. Yes, this is who's breaking the law, not you. And you have to know that, and here's the knowledge how to deal with that issue. And right before the break, we were talking about our foundations and where our government comes from. And isn't it interesting, America? When you do a Google search on my name or my ministry, prove the accusations. Prove them. Don't just sit there and sit there and say that Bradley's this and Bradley's that. Where did I say that? Clarify that. We were talking about the good cop, bad cop analogy right before the break. It's like a bunch of criminals trying to say, man, look at this guy. Look at how bad he is. He's exposing our crimes, and they're called hate crimes. And they're trying to re-educate you how to hate the laws that expose their crimes. But yet, when we go back to our founders and the Bible, the Holy Bible, then we can find out who's lying. On interviews throughout the week, Jake, guys have been asking me, so what do you think about this? What do you think about that? Do you think we're being lied to about this? And I said, well, if you read the Bible and the Constitution, you're going to know who's lying to you. It's like laying a straight stick next to a crooked stick. It shows you its deviations.
Yep.
And nobody needs to tell you anything. So let's put the people's feet back on the rock of who we are again. Right before the break, I said in 1854, the U.S. Congress said, had the people during the Revolution had a suspicion of any attempt to war against Christianity, that revolution would have been strangled in its cradle. At the time of the adoption of the Constitution and the amendments, the universal sentiment was that this age, there can be no substitute for Christianity. Christianity should be encouraged, but not any one denomination. Then I ended with, that was the religion of the founders of the Republic, and they expected it to remain the religion of their descendants. In 1892, the Supreme Court extensively reviewed American history after citing more than 60 historical precedents. There's no dissonance in these declarations. There is a universal language pervading them all. Having one meaning, they affirm and reaffirm, said the Supreme Court of the United States. They affirm and reaffirm that this is a religious nation. This is a Christian nation. I'm not trying to convince somebody of something that I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know, I wrote a tweet this morning, and I said, you don't have to go out there and try to show everybody how much you believe in God. Just do your own believing, and the rest will follow. It's that simple.
That is simple.
And I don't think there's any dispute as to who we are here, Jake.
Nope, none. And like you said, we're offering answers. And folks, you just brought up, you put a tweet out. I would say probably 4 or 5 times a day, at least 3 to 5 times, Bradley is tweeting at BDing My War. And you can jump on top of that and be empowered. These are little bite-sized niblets, and you continue to grow when you build on the foundation of truth. And just like it's been said, I believe it was Orwell who said it, truth is treason in an empire of lies. We don't exist in an empire of lies. That's what terrifies these radicals. That's why we keep winning every single day, the more that we pound out more truth. We are winning. We are guaranteed the win because we do have the answer. I'm going to bring up a point to your talking about Christianity. This is what judges understood and know. This is what government understands and knows. Government represents law. The church's job is to sustain and maintain self-government. Why do you go to church? To learn about how bad you can be? Well, some people say, yeah, that's all the churches teach. Give me a break. That's hypocrisy. Christ rebuked hypocrisy all the time. The reason that you go to church is to understand about morality, to understand about conduct, to understand about behavior, and to understand that Christ's sacrifice of redemption, just as our veterans sacrificed so we could be free, not so we could go party and live it up, so that we could maintain and sustain liberty that they died for. You go to church to learn the same thing, self-government. Any government official understands and knows that they need help. They can't do it by bayonet and gunpoint. You can't force a man to behave. You can only execute justice upon his criminal activities and behaviors. But wouldn't the government, wouldn't the police officers be much more happier if criminals were apprehended and maintained? And that way police officers just had to make sure that people didn't do petty things. That they didn't have to go out there and risk their lives every day because somebody didn't want to practice self-government in their life. The church produces that most essential part of society so that when government comes intact, they're merely not needing gigantic budgets to have war on this and war on that. They're merely perpetuating our liberty that we've given to us, and that produces patriotism. That's why the church is so important in society.
Most of the 55 signers of the Constitution were members of Orthodox Christian churches, and many were even evangelical Christians.
You couldn't even serve in state legislatures unless you swore an oath believing in the Bible, believing in God, and believing in His laws.
You should read some of these preambles, folks.
They're serious.
Yes,
and they're more serious than churches are when they allow you into membership, a lot of them nowadays.
I want to tell you, well, and if you go back to the church in the 1800s, it took you 2 to 3 years to prove yourself before you could be a part of a church.
Yeah, there wasn't hypocrisy back then. It was the real deal, and they proved you.
Well, they had to prove themselves, because if they didn't, we wouldn't have what we have today.
That's right. There's no way we would have liberty. It doesn't just happen.
Let me tell a story of George Washington. And this used to be in virtually every student textbook in this country. During the French and Indian War, occurring nearly 20 years before the American Revolution, 23-year-old George Washington and 1,300 British-American troops walked right into an ambush. After 2 hours of battle, 714 of the 1,300 British and American troops had been shot down. Only 30 of the French and the Indians had been shot. Of the 86 British-American officers in that battle, George Washington was the only one left on his horse. When he had taken off his jacket, there were 4 bullet holes in his jacket, yet not a single bullet touched George. Several horses had been shot from under him, but he had not been harmed. He told his family, "By the all-powerful dispensations of Providence, I have been protected beyond all human probability or expectation." 15 years later, an old Indian chief told George Washington that he personally shot at Washington 17 different times without effect. Believing Washington to be under the care of the Great Spirit, he called him, he ordered his men to stop firing at Washington. He told Washington, "I have traveled a long and weary path that I might see the young warrior of the great battle. I am come to pay homage to the man who is the particular favorite of heaven." This comes from a heathen that acknowledged the God of heaven and who can never die in battle, he said of George Washington. That's powerful stuff, guys. And there's an anointing all over that. I'm just getting doused when I'm saying it.
And you know
what?
This
is great.
Every kid in reading that in their textbooks were getting doused in schools. And they understood and they reverenced that God that protected George Washington. Because when he used the phrase providence, that word in 1828, this is literally translated, the care and superintendence which God exercises over his creatures. He was acknowledging that providence, and every kid heard that story. Guess who they acknowledged? That providence. Not Thor. Not the right Knights at the Round Table. Not Marvel. It was the God of heaven. And if you even look at Marvels, they're just cheap imitations of who the God of the Bible is.
Every one of them.
Every one of them.
Resurrection.
That's right. Powers to do miracles.
Yep.
Where does that come from?
That's right. As a matter of fact, for those that didn't know, even Superman was blueprinted after Christ.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he was born.
Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
No,
he
really,
divinely
did you know
born.
That? Yes.
Yep.
And even remember when he dies up way up in the sky?
Yep. And he's resurrected.
Yeah, but he's dead in the air, crucified.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
Where do they get this stuff?
I know. Oh, you guys are just reaching. No. Do a little history, folks. Do a little research on that, and you'll find out that what I'm telling you is true.
We'd love to see you prove us wrong.
Yes. But we're speaking to friends.
That's right. As well as enemies and a few scoffers, right?
Atheists, weirdos,
sort of
bad guys. Yes, yes. The University of Houston political science professors searched to find out where the founding fathers chose their ideas. I said before the break last, 15,000 writings from the ears of the founders. They researched for 10 years and isolated 3,154 direct quotes and identified the source of the quotes. 8.3 was quotes from Baron Charles de Montesquieu. 7.9 was quoted from Sir William Blackstone, English common law. 2.9 was quotes from John Locke. 34% of their quotes came directly from the Bible, and when researching where Montesquieu, Blackstone, and Locke got their ideas from,
guess where?
Yep, they found that they came from the Bible. Folks, we got one more segment coming up. You got Bradley and Jake. What was that about? the break. Sorry doesn't fly around here. Do you understand? She's laughing. Dr. Phil.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion. Fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
Church of the Holy Trinity versus United States, 1892. No purpose of action against religion can be imputed to any legislation.
I like that ruling.
I wonder if Mr. Tyrant guy out in Mr. Tyrant Man, yeah. Well, is that what he wants to call himself?
I did
judge?
Read that one.
Maybe he should read Isaiah 14.
What is a judge?
Yeah. To ascend his throne above God's? Mm-hmm. That's called a tyrant.
Yeah.
No purpose of action against religion can be imputed to any legislation, state or national, because this is a religious people. This is a Christian nation, said the Supreme Court in 1892.
So that must mean you can't threaten a young schoolboy and his parents with going to jail if they if they pray.
Yeah.
You can't do that. I want to help this judge. Maybe we need to. Maybe he's just misinformed. Maybe he just really doesn't know. You know, I just love when judges try to act like God.
Dude,
doesn't America love that?
I'm. You know what I'm surprised about? Honestly, I gotta be quite frank with you. My name is Bradley, but I'll be frank with you for a minute. I'm amazed that people don't understand that they can't do that.
Yeah.
I honestly am.
Too. I am too. Because there is a demographic of people that have been strangely misled to think that they can do that.
That they have the power to do that. Yeah.
They're under a strange delusion of some sort.
Maybe, I don't know, maybe he thinks he's Thor.
That's probably.
He's got a new comic book out. I don't know.
You know, he's got the gavel, you know? And maybe that's like his
powerful
gavel.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm Thor, and you're going to jail, little boy, for praying.
Could be. scaring. He's supposed to be a superhero, though. He's supposed to help the little boy.
That's true.
Isn't that what that judge is standing there for anyways, is to protect him?
Well, it depends who you ask. If you ask the judge's idea is that I'm going to create a utopia in society, and I'm God now because God didn't do a good enough job, so I'm stepping into that position now to help people, to throw little children in jail for praying. I mean, that's why I'm here.
But how's that going to work with, first of all, dads across the country mm-hmm. and moms?
Yeah.
And secondly, how is that going to... how long is that going to go? I mean, does the guy think he's, like, invincible? Is he going to last forever?
He thinks he's Thor.
Does he think he's not going to answer before a just and a holy God on that day?
Oh, and he will. And he'll answer right now on Earth, too.
He should.
Absolutely.
That's right. So, and I hope people stand up, and even these law firms, because there's some of these law firms, righteous law firms,
yep.
that are doing the stuff.
Yep.
I mean, they really are. Mm-hmm. They're just like, oh, no. Oh, no. That's not who we are, and that's not what you're
going to
do.
And we're getting stronger, and you're going to listen. We're not going away. Just got another email from a representative. She is all over it. She's ready to start campaigning. She's ready to set a precedent and rally folks to take her sledgehammer and push back tyranny, because we're all about restoration, folks, not change. Not change. We're about restoration. We're restoring that which is good because we long to live in a society where goodness reigns, where truth reigns, not in an empire of lies. Truth reigns here in America.
You want to hear another good one? Speaking of the bad.
Maybe that judge
bad,
wants...
Bad Thor in Texas?
I was thinking maybe that judge wants some underwear made after him being a superhero. That's what he's going for.
Vidal versus Gerard, 1844, when a school in Philadelphia announced that it would teach children only morals and that Christianity was not needed. It was brought before the U.S. Supreme Court for taking such a course of action. The Supreme Court told the school, why may not the Bible and especially the New Testament be read and taught as a divine revelation in the school? Its general principles expounded, and its glorious principles of morality inculcated. Where can the purest principles of morality be learned so clearly or so perfectly as from the New Testament? Mm-hmm.
And that's almost a defensive strategy.
That's a judge.
That judge. And that is a good ruling, but it's almost defensive. He says, why not? Of course it can. Where is the source of it? And to name all cities in this country, Philadelphia, the first capital of the United States of America, that city was founded by William Penn, who was a Christian man who fled England to establish religious freedom because he was a Quaker. So he said, when he set the foundations of that city, he wanted this city to be a beacon of liberty throughout the world.
People versus Ruggles, 1811. This was a case where a man had openly attacked Christianity by printing out articles and dispersing them among the people. You ready for this, America?
So freedom of the press, he would say, right?
Yep.
Okay.
He was sentenced by the court 3 months in jail and a $500 fine in 1811.
Good for him, because he's destroying the very foundations that uphold liberty in this country.
Amen. The court said, whatever strikes at the root of Christianity
right.
tends manifestly to the dissolution of civil government.
That's right. And so civil government knew it had to protect itself, and so what did it do? It executed justice.
Kind of a funky name, but his name was Runkle versus Weinmiller, 1799, going back during the foundations. By our form of government, Christian religion is established. The established religion and all sects of the Christian and denominations of Christians are placed on the same equal footing. Let's keep that in context, folks.
Mm-hmm.
In 1853, a group of people petitioned Congress to separate Christian principles from government.
A group of people. That makes a lot of sense.
How do you do that when God is the one that gave you government?
It's when the fish get together and say, you know, we're going to lobby against water.
Yeah.
That's enough. Yeah, those water. This oppressive water. Oppressive water. We don't need water. You trying to dictate our lives with this water?
We don't live in this stuff.
Get rid of this water. We're so smart and sophisticated, we're so philosophical that, watch, when water disappears, we're going to stay living.
And they're going to die on the sand.
They're going to be gasping
for
air.
Then they're going to see their folly when it's all too late.
I think we need water. I think we still need water. Can you give that back, please?
And that reminds me of Gmo.
Who's Gmo?
A brother of Nemo?
Oh, Gmo!
Did you see Gmo?
I never did. That's a good one.
I need some water.
You know, people got mad at Nemo.
Really?
Because of some of the things that were being brought forth to little kids in that video. That movie, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not good. But let's go on here.
Gmo.
Runkle versus Weinmiller. That's kind of a weird name, Runkle. I mean, can you imagine having a name like Runkle?
Runkle Stiltskin?
Runkle.
I thought
not Rumple, Runkle.
Runkle.
Okay, let's go to the next one. They wanted to separate Christian principles from government. They desired chaplains to be turned out of Congress, the military. Their petition referred to the House and the Senate Judiciary Committees investigated for almost a year to see if it would be possible to separate Christian principles from government. Let's expose the folly here,
yes,
shall we?
Yes.
The following are excerpts from the House Judiciary Committee report on March 27, 1854. In this age, there is no substitute for Christianity. That was the religion of the founders of the Republic, and they expected it to remain the religion of their descendants. 2 months later, they stated the great vital and conservative element in our system, the thing that holds our system together, is the belief of our people in the pure doctrines and the divine truths of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
It is.
Reynolds versus United States. The courts used Thomas Jefferson's letter to Danbury Baptist in context to prove that Christian principles should remain a part of government. Now, isn't it interesting? Now they're trying to use that letter against itself, which has nothing to do with any founding documents. Mm-hmm. I'm doing the Rush thing right now. Oh, my goodness. I mean, there's so much of this stuff.
Can I say something to that Thomas Jefferson letter?
But, yeah, I'm so tired of it because there's no argument, no debate there. It's just so foolish that I can't even believe that these people won't come on the radio with us. Folks, we've been trying to get the separation of church and state people on forever. They just won't jump on with us.
Yeah. I think
what are they called?
They must be really busy.
Separation of...
They're trying to convince some fish that they don't need water right now.
Right.
So they're too busy for us.
Right. Okay.
Thomas Jefferson, after he wrote that letter, I won't even talk about the letter, but after he wrote that letter, went on a Friday. On Sunday, he went and attended Divine Church services. Guess where, folks? Inside the Capitol building,
yes.
Just where church services
they still do
held.
It. I just did it 2 weeks ago in the state of Minnesota. We're still living
always
on that tradition.
Church.
Yes. Human law must rest its authority. We need to tell this to Thor in
Thor.
In Texas.
You know, I did some Google searching. Well, this is a parody, folks, so don't take me seriously. But I did some Google searching hypothetically.
Oh. You know,
really didn't do this.
I know, but just keep in mind, everybody can say like the F word and the B word and the A word and the S word.
No big deal.
But you better watch what you say, Jake. No, say it, dude.
So this judge actually started a superhero underwear line with him on the front. Judge Thor. That was a parody. That was not really the case.
Well, let's talk about Judge Thor. We need to let Judge Thor in Texas know. Human law must rest its authority ultimately upon the authority of that law which is divine. Far from being rivals or enemies, religion and law are twin sisters.
Mm-hmm. Where do we get...
Hold on. They are twin sisters. You cannot separate them one from another. The divine law forms an essential part of both. Folks, we're going to continuously talk about this. We're laying out the foundations. We want you to know who you are so you can stand up with the knowledge and the power to combat the less than 3% of America that are at war with you right now. Let me say this again. So you can combat the less than 3% of America that's at war with you. What are you running from, America? You got Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty. We will talk at you next week. We appreciate you tuning in. We gauge you. We know who's listening to us. Matter of fact, we're in your house right now. We got like little cameras and we can see. Oh, lady, don't look over the window. That's where our camera's at right now.